And that whole passage in Hebrews 12, we've come to Mount Zion, we've come to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to the innumerable company of angels and festal assembly, to the gathering of the firstborn, to the spirits of just men who have been made perfect, to God, the judge of all, and to Jesus in the blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is a reference, above all, to come into the presence of God in the Holy Eucharist. You just mentioned with the Holy Holy. We've come to this mountain where God uses his holiness not to destroy us, but by pouring out on his Son the judgment that was our deserving, he has found a way to use his holiness to destroy our sin without destroying the sinner, to save the sinner, and to bring the sinner into everlasting life. That's why it ends up that we worship God acceptably with fear and awe, because our God is a consuming fire. We recognize that. That's who he is. But hey, when what he's consuming is your sin, what a joy to be in front of him. You're like, burn, baby, burn. Get it out of my life. Destroy it. And what a comfort that is. We know he's not coming to destroy us. He's coming to destroy that which destroys us.